为什么有那么多车死亡摇摆？
Why are there so many cars that are swaying?
为什么有那么多车冲进绿化带？别问我为何懂这么多，电视上。
Why do so many cars crash into the green belt? Don't ask me. I know because I've seen it on TV.
我经常看赛车。
I often watch racing.
别问我阅历深与浅。
Don't ask me if my experience is deep or shallow.
站在镜头前，
Standing in front of the camera,
我就是卡。
I am a card.
今天这一条比较长，
This is a pretty long one today.
耐心看完，轻则避坑，
Be patient or you will be scammed.
重则保命。
It's worth saving your life.
为什么我们总能看到不少电车失控冲向路边？
Why do we often see cars running out of control and crashing into the roadside?
很多车主被网友戏称为"绿化带战
Many car owners are jokingly called chlorinated strip warriors by netizens.
"其实不是车子本身性能不行。
It's not really the car's performance that's the problem.
而是现如今很多新能源电车从整体设计的根源上就藏着天生的 bug。
Instead, many modern electric vehicles have inherent bugs at the root of their overall design.
早年初代
Early in the beginning,
电车马力不大，
the electric car's horsepower is not large.
续航中等。车身各项参数反而相对均衡稳妥。
The mid-range SUV has a balanced and stable set of parameters.
可现在行业内卷严重，一味追求长续航、大马力的噱头。
However, the industry is currently focusing on exaggerated features like long battery life and high horsepower.
但电池技术这么多年来，
However, battery technology has been developing for many years.
始终没有颠覆性的突破。
There has never been a revolutionary breakthrough.
没办法，
No way.
车企只能靠不断堆叠电池组来堆续航数据。
Car manufacturers can only rely on stacking battery packs to increase range data.
这就直接导致电车车重一路飙升。
This directly led to the weight of the electric car increasing.
给大家摆一组实打实的对比。
Let's have a real and practical comparison.
同级别车型里，电车车重普遍是燃油车的1.2到1.5倍。
In the same class of vehicles, electric cars are generally 1.2 to 1.5 times heavier than fuel cars.
不少高性能版，
Many high-performance versions,
甚至能达到油车的近2倍。像
even it can reach twice the fuel efficiency of a car.
普通中型燃油车，整备质量大多在1.4到1.6吨，同级别电车基本都在2吨上下。硬派家用 SUV 油车差不多在1.8吨到2吨。
For example, the total weight of ordinary mid-sized fuel vehicles is mostly between 1.4 and 1.6 tons, while the total weight of similar electric vehicles is mostly around 2 tons. For hardcore family SUVs, fuel vehicles are usually around 1.8 to 2 tons.
同款电动版能冲到2.5吨以上。
The same electric version can reach over 2.5 tons.
最高电动越野车甚至能达到3.5吨。
The highest-end electric off-road vehicles can reach a weight of up to 3.5 tons.
这个增重幅度一目了然。
This increase is immediately obvious.
可关键问题就在这儿。
The key issue is right here.
车重整备上涨，惯性大幅度增加。
The inertia of the vehicle's preparation for repair has increased significantly.
多数车企为了控制成本,
Many car manufacturers, in order to control costs,
刹车硬件依旧沿用老款油车的基本配置。
The brake hardware still uses the basic configuration of the old oil car.
根本就没有跟着自重和马力同步升级。
There is no synchronization between the weight and horsepower.
物理规律从来不会骗人。
Physics never lies.
重量越大
The heavier the weight,
制动负荷就越高
The higher the braking load,
车身重量涨了一大截刹车系统还原地踏步
The car's weight has increased significantly and the brake system has been restored to its original weight of 1 ton.
紧急避险时
In case of emergency,
刹不住
Running on the edge of the brakes,
跑偏甩尾
side to side swing,
冲路边，自然也就不奇怪了。
It's not strange to see things on the side of the road.
再说说最容易被忽略的轮胎。
Let's talk about the tires that are most easily overlooked.
过去市面上主流中级车，这个油车标配225规格常规硬胎日常通行完全够用
In the past, the mainstream mid-range cars on the market were equipped with 225/45R17 standard tires which were sufficient for daily driving
现在电车自重暴涨了
The weight of the train has increased significantly
马力直接翻倍
Horsepower doubles directly.
但轮胎宽度几乎未做提升。
However, the tire width has not been significantly increased.
更不会换装抓地力更强的高系数。
Also, the new version has better grip and higher coefficient of friction.
软胎。道理很简单。
The principle of soft tires is simple.
高性能软胎。
High performance soft tires.
它造价高，磨损快。
It is expensive and wears out quickly.
后期使用成本要翻好几倍。
The cost in the later stage will increase several times.
车企既要控制造车成本。
Car manufacturers need to control production costs.
又怕消费者觉得车贵卖不掉。
Afraid that consumers will think the car is expensive and won't sell.
自然就不会主动升级了。
Without natural selection, there would be no evolution.
普通家用电车四条
For ordinary household electric cars,
原厂胎总价也就三四千块。
The original price of the tires is around 3,000. To 4,000 yuan.
而入门赛道半热熔赛车胎一条就要一万多。
And a set of semi-finished racing tires for the inter-level track costs over 10,000.
专业热熔赛车胎更是动辄三四万一条。
Professional hot melt racing tires are expensive, costing tens of thousands of yuan per set.
家用电车的轮胎成本
Cost of tires for electric scooters
连赛车胎的零头都不到
Less than a car tire
所以真不是现在的电车不够优秀
So, it's not that the current electric cars are not good enough
而是整车成本分配存在明显的失衡问题
Instead, there is a clear imbalance in the allocation of vehicle costs.
一台普通20万级的家用车
A normal 200,000 yuan family car.
总成本就那么多
The total cost is just that much.
那钱都花在哪了呢？大
Where did the money go?
大把预算都砸在高颜值外观、炫彩车漆上。
spending a lot of money on high-end, flashy car interiors.
一部分分到了亮眼的加速动力和智能驾驶配置上。
Some have impressive acceleration and intelligent driving features.
还有不少用在了冰箱。
There are also many used in refrigerators.
彩电。
Electronics.
大沙发。
Big sofa.
纸巾盒。
Tissue box.
零食钩等小装饰。
Rock hooks, small decorations.
这些能看得见。
These are visible.
既便捷又舒适的配置上了。
Convenient and comfortable configuration.
真正留给保命的刹车。
Brakes that truly save lives.
抢钱。
Pliers.
刹车。
Brakes.
盘。
Plate.
底盘。
Cassette.
调教和优质轮胎的费用被一压再压，一压再压，已经很少了。
The cost of adjusting and high quality tires has been squeezed and squeezed again.
车子跟人一样。
Cars are like people.
你给他开多少工资
？How much salary do you give him?
他就给你干多少活。
He will give you as much work as he can.
你把预算都花在了面子的配置上。
You spent all the budget on the configuration for appearances.
而忽略了看不见的安全核心。
And ignored the invisible security core.
那他不给你好好干活。
He doesn't let you do your job properly.
也是必然。稳定。
Also, it must be stable.
安全上自然它就不靠谱。
Naturally, it's not reliable in terms of safety.
咱们再看一组最直白的硬件差距。
Let's take a look at another set of hardware differences that are worth the most.
现在很多家用电车零百加速都能干到三秒。
Currently, many household electric vehicles can achieve 0 to 100 km/h acceleration in 3 seconds.
以内，动力表现直逼入门场地赛车。
Its power performance is comparable to that of entry-level off-road vehicles.
但核算下来
，However, after calculation.
一台20万级电车全套原厂刹车配件成本也就三五千块钱。
The cost of a complete set of original brake accessories for a 200,000 yuan electric car is only a few thousand yuan.
而一套普通入门竞技赛车的刹车套件造价要3至5万。
The cost of a standard entry-level racing car brake kit ranges from $3,000 to $5,000.
算下来啊
，In total，
电车的刹车投入
，brake engagement，
连专业赛车的1/10都不到，动力调教
，less than 1/10 of the power of a professional racing car，
堪比赛车，天天吹牛逼。
He's always bragging about his car.
刹车投入不及1/10。
Brake failure less than 1/10 of a second.
却只字不提。
However, it does not mention it at all.
配套轮胎成本。
Tire cost.
更是连赛车胎的零头都够不上。
Even the scraps of tires were not enough.
一旦上路。
Once on the road.
怎么能不磕头甩尾、摇摆摇摆
？How can you not bow and wag your tail？
就这样
，That's it。
先天失衡的配置
，Inherent imbalance configuration。
哪怕是多年的老司机，遇到突发紧急情况
，Even experienced drivers， even those who have been driving for many years，
也很难控制得住。上绿化带。
It's also difficult to control the upper liquid zone.
一点也就不意外了。
It's completely different.
说到底
,Ultimately,
核心症结就是动力性能和制动安全严重不匹配。
The core issue is a severe mismatch between power performance and braking safety.
一边是动辄几百匹的爆发大马力和成倍增加的车重。
On the one hand, there is the explosive horsepower of several hundred horses and the increased vehicle weight.
一边是缩水降级的刹车硬件及普通规格的轮胎。
On one side are the reduced and downgraded brake hardware and ordinary specification tires.
这套组合它本身就暗藏着极大风险。
This set itself carries great risks.
要想从根本上解决这个问题，
To fundamentally solve this problem,
思路很简单。
The idea is simple.
适当精简那些华而不实、花里胡哨的配置。
Simplify those unnecessary and overly complex configurations.
把省下来的预算全都倾斜到看不见。
Spend all the remaining budget on things that are not visible.
却至关重要的安全部位，升级。
However, the most important safety features are the uprates.
整套制动系统优化。
Complete braking system optimization.
底盘匹配。
Underbody kit.
更换适配自重与马力的合规轮胎。
Only replace tires that are suitable for the vehicle's weight and horsepower.
让动力与制动回到科学平衡的状态。
To restore the balance between power and braking.
只要做到这一点，
As long as you do this,
就算是新手司机上路，
Even for novice drivers,
也能大幅规避冲进绿化带的风险。
Can also significantly reduce the risk of entering the chlorine exchange zone.
今日我力贴为证啊。
Today I swear.
用不了多久。
It won't be long before.
这类动力与制动严重失衡的车型。
These vehicles with severe imbalance in power and braking.
早晚都会迎来行业的统一整改。
Both mornings and evenings will be subject to industry-wide reforms.
这不是车级。
This is not a car level.
你愿不愿意的问题，是不断上升的事故率一定会倒逼。
The question is whether the increasing accident rate will inevitably lead to.
行业正是安全的逻辑。
Industry is a safe logic.
只有各项性能配比均衡，不偏量。
Only when the performance ratios are balanced and not skewed.
不缩水。
No shrinkage.
才算是一台让人开着踏实。
A car that is reliable and comfortable to drive.
用着安心的合格车。
Using a safe and reliable vehicle.
真心希望各电车车企能够敬畏基础的物理逻辑。
I sincerely hope that all electric vehicle manufacturers will respect the basic physical logic.
尊重造车。
Respect for manufacturing.
安全科学。
Safety science.
别在红海内卷里乱了方向。
Don't get lost in the Red Sea competition.
一边偷梁换柱
while changing the frame,
压缩安全成本
reduce security costs,
一边把资金全砸在表面功夫上
while focusing on superficial improvements,
以讨好消费者，如此
to please consumers, so,
看似是迎合了市场
seemingly caters to the market,
实则是无形中给车主埋下了安全隐患。
In reality, this creates an invisible safety hazard for car owners.
车主开着个雷在跑。
One person is driving a car.
不是我们造车的初心。
This is not our original intention.
如果还执迷不悟。
If you still insist on doing so,
还是只顾拼速度、堆配置
，just focusing on speed and configuration，
忽略核心的安全
nor the core security
终会被市场反噬
will eventually be counterattacked by the market.
一个车企不仅仅是你发展得有多快
A car company is not just about how fast it develops.
更重要的是你能活多久。以上听不懂的踩坑
More importantly, you need to know how long you can live so you don't fall into the pit of not understanding.
听明白的保命
Clear and concise, life-saving.
不敢说一字千金
Not to mention the priceless.
那也是字字珠玑，同好者转发吧。
Please forward this to those who also appreciate the same.